Tonight in Florida, President Trump will hold the first of four rallies planned for this week. His doctor said over the weekend that the president is no longer contagious with the coronavirus.
The confirmation hearings for the president's third Supreme Court nominee is also underway, and White House negotiators have resumed talks with House Democrats on a coronavirus aid bill after Trump called off talks last week. Let's look at the week ahead with Beth Fooey, senior politics editor at NBC News. And Beth, let's start with that aid bill to help people and businesses struggling financially during this pandemic. On CNN Sunday, the White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow indicated that President Trump might offer more relief money than the $2.2 trillion that House Democrats had been holding out for.
He knows that we need as much power for economic recovery as possible. It's not just recovery in 3 weeks. It's recovery to the end of the year and beyond in a possible second term.
Beth, how is he going to bring Republicans along with him if they're unhappy with a $1.8 trillion offer the White House floated on Saturday? What's likely to happen this week?
Well, it's all been so confusing, Tanya. I mean, it was just a little over a week ago that he said that he was walking away. He'd instructed his negotiators to walk away from the table and do not negotiate with Democrats on a relief package, and that there would only be a new relief plan coming along, if, as the president put it, after I win. So he was sort of hinting that basically if unemployed people wanted to see more money, they would need to see a Trump win for that to happen. And then, of course, he realized that that was perhaps a rash move, that sending relief to businesses and to unemployed Americans might actually help him ahead of the election. So he asked his team to switch gears and start advocating for a really big bill again. But look, it's not going to happen at this point, Tanya. It's too late in the process. Senate Republicans, who hold the key here, really have indicated that this is a no-go for them. Nancy Pelosi has gotten sort of disgusted with the whole process. She says she wants a big bill, that the House passed a big bill already last spring, and that the president has just been very erratic about all this. So we are unlikely to see any major legislation before the election.
Okay. President Trump is also expected to travel nearly every day until Election Day. But of course, there are lingering questions about his health. What impact are those concerns having on this race?
Well, President Trump's obviously very eager to get back out again and look as though he has conquered this virus, that he had it, but that he pushed through, and that he's a victor and that he's conquered it. That's all very much in keeping with his brand of, you know, not looking ever like he's weak or frail or human in the way that the rest of us are. The problem is for him to go out on the campaign trail now, not only probably is a bit risky because of his own health and the fact that he's still recuperating from this virus, but also potentially putting the health of many, many supporters who are going to come to the rallies at risk as well, whether it's him that might infect people or the fact that at these rallies, typically supporters show up and they do not mask and they do not socially distance, and some of them end up getting sick. So it is entirely on brand for him to be doing this, but it is also very risky.
Hmm. Meanwhile, Joe Biden continues to struggle with answering the question of whether he will expand the Supreme Court if elected to protect abortion rights and the Affordable Care Act. Is that having any effect on the race in key states?
It's hard to imagine in the middle of a pandemic and an economic crisis that that topic is going to move voters significantly one way or the other. Frankly, Tanya, I really doubt people even have thought much about what the concept of court packing means and what it looks like. What ended up happening was because both Joe Biden and Kamala Harris have repeatedly said they will not answer a question about that topic until after the election, they just sort of set themselves up to continue to be asked about it. I don't think it's a issue that's going to move a lot of voters, but it just means the question is still going to be put to them over and over and over.
Yeah. With the minute I have with you, I want to ask you about this as well. So over the weekend in the South Carolina Senate race, Democrat Jamie Harrison announced a $57 million fundraising haul in the third quarter of this year, really shattering a Senate record in his race against Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Lindsey Graham. Are Republicans taking that as a warning sign as they push to get Judge Coney Barrett confirmed before Election Day?